Premier David Eby says abattoirs and animal inspectors should be considered an essential service amid the ongoing BC General Employees Union, BCGEU, strike that has put a halt on meat processing in parts of the province this week. The Premier added the issue ranchers are currently facing is less a food security issue, more an animal welfare issue. Eby made the comments during a press conference at Canada's largest copper mine, the Highland Valley Copper Mine near Logan Lake, Thursday morning, September 11. The Premier's endorsement of the idea to designate abattoirs as essential services followed news that animal inspectors had been caught up in BCGEU's job action this week. Bonnie Windsor, president of BC Meats, told Black Press Media on Wednesday, September 10, she's heard of 12 meat processors that have been affected by the strike, located in the Nanaimo area on Vancouver Island, the Kamloops area and Williams Lake. BC. Conservative critics panned the provincial government for failing to designate meat inspectors as essential from the outset of the strike. BCGEU President Paul Finch told Black Press Media that slaughterhouse inspectors weren't meant to be part of the job action, and while the union was looking into the issue Wednesday evening, he said the inspectors wouldn't have been brought into the fold of the strike had they been designated as essential services. The strike notice for the meat inspectors forced processors to abandon their slaughter schedules and scramble to find feed for animals they now need to care for, raising concerns that animal welfare could be a problem depending on how long the situation lasts. Eby assured reporters Thursday that the government is working to address the issue. Yes, they should be considered an essential service, and typically they have been considered an essential service in previous labor disputes in British Columbia, he said of the abattoirs and their inspectors. We'll be heading back to the Labor Relations Board to make exactly that request. The Premier argued the lack of designation that has halted meat inspections in pockets of the province is more an animal welfare issue than it is a food security issue. The vast majority of abattoirs in the province are federally inspected, and so food supplies will not be interrupted. This is about making sure that we're avoiding unnecessary suffering among animal populations and making sure that farmers that are dependent on these provincially inspected facilities are able to continue operating, Eby said. We're working hard on that, and we'll make sure that we're making those arguments to the Labor Board. In the meantime, the province has a process in place to allow meat processing facilities to continue operating in the interim, Eby said, though he didn't provide details on this process or say how long the interim will be. Regarding ways to streamline meat production, Eby spoke about the 50-50 rule, in which 50% of the products that are processed on agricultural reserve land have to be from the farm where the processing site is located. He said currently there are exemptions to the rule, but they have to be applied for via the Agricultural Land Commission. Eby said the government has been exploring options to increase meat processing in the province with an eye toward challenges from the past, and ones currently playing out under the Trump administration in the U.S. One of the things we saw during COVID and one of the fears we have with some of the unpredictability south of the border is that we need to have more processing in the province to make sure that we have both the ability to supply the food we need here in British Columbia, and we can add more jobs to our agricultural sector, he said. So, we're working with the sector trying to find a path forward. It's an important issue and we're hopeful to find easier ways for farmers and others that would like to do food processing here in British Columbia to access land close to BC producers so it can all happen as quickly, efficiently, and cost-effectively as possible. Agriculture and Food Minister Lana Popham said Wednesday evening that the province is working to ensure meat inspectors are designated as an essential service amid the strike. Their work is crucial to support the health and food security of British Columbians, as well as the welfare of the animals in our food system, she said. We are working to ensure that proactive measures are taken as needed so BC abattoirs can keep their businesses open if, and when, they are affected by labor disruption. The strike has been going on for 10 days as of Thursday, September 11, with more than 4,000 government workers across 22 BC sites taking part in the job action.